Prince William Sound's oldest newspaper isn't going anywhere. The editor of the Cordova Times, Jennifer Gibbons, is buying the paper. The Times is the first newspaper to be purchased after the Chilista Corporation decided to shut down the six papers it owns under its subsidiary, Alaska Newspapers Incorporated. KCHU's Tony Gorman reports.
Cordova Times editor Jennifer Gibbons was shuttling tourists around town when the Chilista Corporation announced it was closing Alaska Newspapers, Inc.
So it was kind of funny. I couldn't really even think about it. But beyond that, my initial thought was that I didn't want to see the paper disappear altogether.
The community shared the same feelings.
A lot of people were concerned, and right away, a lot of people were talking about how can we make sure that the paper continues.
So Gibbons decided to step up. A day after Chilista made the announcement, she went into negotiations to purchase the 97-year-old paper. Gibbons and Chilista announced Tuesday the deal was finalized. The financial details of the agreement were not released. For now, Gibbons says she is glad the paper is staying in Cordova.
This has to be a community-based paper. And so it's going to be dependent upon everybody in the community to participate and figure out how we move forward.
It didn't take long for the community to show its support.
I'm hearing from businesses who say, hey, you know, we want to be there. We want to help. We think that local newspaper is important. And it's not just advertising. We want to be there to help make sure that the paper continues. So hopefully we're going to be able to pull that together and carry on.
Gibbons, who was trying to meet her deadline when the purchase was announced, says her day has been chaotic. After the final paper under A&I is printed, she says she's going to take her first vacation in 8 years. She hopes to develop a business plan when she returns. Gibbons, who has been with the paper for only a year, believes some parts of the business model have to change.
It's certainly online news is where it's at, and using digital and social media, that has to be the core of the paper. And then we'll look at how print can supplement that, because I think there's still a little bit of a need for a print presence in the community.
A&I will print two more editions of the Cordova Times before it transfers ownership to Gibbons at the end of the month. Reporting from Valdez, I'm Tony Gorman.